Okay, check, check, check.
Check, one, check, two. Check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Checkity, check, check, check.
Check, check, check.
All right.
Stop.
I am Cornolio. I need TV for my bunghole.
That was cool.
Welcome to Irritable Dad Syndrome. That's right, we made another one. Here are your hosts, Mike and Darren.
Hey everybody, I'm Darren.
I'm Mike.
Welcome to Irritable Dad Syndrome. This is episode number 89.
Dude, we got some stuff tonight.
Oh yeah.
I haven't had a just stop in a while.
No, I'm the one who brings the just stops.
Yeah, I've got multiple just stops tonight. And they all happened in one 10 to 15 minute period.
No way.
I was...
You were hot.
I was... Yeah.
Yeah.
I also want to talk about... Dude, you started a new segment I love,
yeah.
And B, brought our first complaint from a longtime listener.
Oh, it
did? Who did not agree with the song choice last time.
Okay.
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 But I have a song choice. We have a song choice for tonight.
Okay.
That I have a lot to say about.
Songs that need to be retired.
Songs that need to be retired. I never did tell what the segment was.
Fantastic.
Great.
Yeah. Well, I am...
This is a professional show.
I know, right?
It's like 89 episodes.
I have a neighbor who mowed his grass in an unusual way.
Is it the turbines?
No, okay. Another neighbor.
All right.
And we have listener mail. We have two or three good listener mails. Mm-hmm. So,
you know, I saw a picture. I just want to talk about the Durbin here just for a minute.
The Durbins, yeah.
I saw a picture of the male Durbin on Facebook without a hat.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's the first time I've ever seen him without a hat or something adorning his head.
I don't know that I've ever seen him with a hat.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't he have something like a crown or something? Or he had a hoodie on at the Halloween episode.
Yeah, he was wearing a hoodie.
Halloween episode. The Halloween party. Lord, that's what my life has become. Everything's an episode for this show.
That is true.
And I think he had a hat on at your stupid... What party was
it? It was my birthday party.
Yeah,
thank you.
Your birthday party.
Yeah.
And I was shocked. I didn't know who it was.
Uh-huh.
Who is this man that Aaron's hanging all over in their Facebook? And she has the balls to post that on Facebook that right out there for everyone to see.
Yeah.
Just a little aside.
A little bit. Our podcast hit a major milestone last week.
Yeah.
We went past the 10,000 download mark.
Yeah. Many, many podcasts throughout the land get there in a year or so, and we got there in two.
Almost two. Yeah. Hey, we didn't give up.
We didn't give up.
We just kept chugging along. Yeah.
We also got a note from somebody who's listening to the early episodes and is refusing to skip forward.
Yes.
We're going to talk about that a little bit later.
Yes.
But they're bringing up things, and we're like, what the hell are you talking about?
I know.
Chunks of our lives that we've completely forgotten for good reason.
I was going through some of the random facts about our downloads, and I was looking specifically at where they're coming from. And I noticed last week that we are getting about five or six downloads from a town called Pflugerville, Texas.
Bless you.
Pflugerville. Excuse me.
Is it Pflugerville or Pflugerville?
Pflugerville. Well, I'm pretty sure it's Pflugerville, Texas. Pfluger. And I was looking up some information on Pflugerville.
Plugerville.
Yeah. Stop.
Sorry.
Stop. Shut up. It's a town. It's a city in Travis County, Texas. And Texas is part of the United States, our great United States. Uh-huh. God bless America. Population 61,000.
Yeah.
It's a suburb of Austin. Okay.
Austin is outside Austin city limits.
Yeah, Austin. Okay. Exactly. Yeah. Austin is one of the music capitals of the world. A lot of popular and country music comes out of Austin. But apparently this town was named after some guy named, I believe it's Henry Pfluger.
Pfluger. Okay.
And I was thinking that if we keep getting more and more downloads from Pflugerville, that I think we should reach out to the mayor. And I would like to have the mayor of Pflugerville, Texas, be a guest on our show.
Okay.
So all you people
could be
in Pflugerville, I doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what a coincidence that would be. Yeah. What are you doing?
I was going to look up Pflugerville and I started a video.
We're talking about how professional our podcast
is. Yes, this could be our last
episode. So residents of Pflugerville, Texas, reach out to your mayor.
61,000 people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to try and get the mayor of Pflugerville, Texas. And I'm fascinated with this little town.
So
what?
0.009% of Pflugerville is listening to this podcast.
Yes. Yes. So. And I want to bring it to a solid one. I want to bring it to 1%. All right. Other cities who have downloaded our podcast, Mustang, Oklahoma.
Okay.
Can you imagine living in Mustang, Oklahoma? No. That's like the most badass town.
Yeah.
I can possibly imagine, like their sign says, welcome to Mustang. If you don't live in Mustang, kiss my ass.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's Waterloo, Michigan, which I couldn't live there because I would keep hearing the damn ABBA song. You know what? I'd like to have the mayor of Waterloo, Michigan be a guest on our show also, and Mustang, Oklahoma.
So we've gone for, this is 89 episodes. This is episode 89.
This is our 89th episode.
We don't do politics.
No, we don't.
We don't talk about them.
No.
For a number of different reasons. One, we just don't.
What better way to piss off half your audience?
Yeah. But I do want to talk about politics briefly.
Okay.
Okay.
If you're for issue 7, then vote for issue 7.
Right.
If you're against issue 7, then don't vote for it.
Okay. There went everybody in Pflugerville because issue 7 is probably on the ballot. We went to go vote. And Bess told me that one of the people that you vote for is a write-in. And I said, "Why? What do you mean it's a write-in? Why is it even...
Right. Why is it even on there?
It's because you write in whoever you want.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, I'm going to write in Geddy Lee because I think he would do good at whatever that is.
Yeah.
And she just laughed and said, no, you're not. Clearly, she doesn't understand yet what a psychopath.
No one, exactly. No one tells you, no, you're not, because Mike's like, yes, I am.
So I go in there and I wrote in. It was auditor.
Okay.
And like we talked about just before we started here, I think Geddy Lee would make an amazing auditor.
Yeah, he can count.
He's got math skills.
Hell yeah.
All the time signatures that they change.
Yes.
He's got that going in his head. He's playing the keyboards.
Yeah.
He's singing through all that.
Yeah.
So I wrote him in.
Yeah.
You know.
I hope he wins.
And then I got in trouble.
Yeah.
Now the guy that you're supposed to write in isn't going to win. I'm like, really? Here's the deal.
Uh-huh.
If you're running for auditor in whatever district we're in right now,
right,
and you lose because I wrote in Geddy Lee, you don't.
Then you had bigger problems than Mike Odle.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right. Like he had 0.5 a vote, and then your solid one pushed him completely.
I would love, though, but part of the Machiavellian part of me would love for that to happen. They're sitting there. I just imagine a bunch of old people in the basement of the election board just counting out the votes. Mm-hmm. You know, even though I did it electronically, I imagine them pulling the out of a hat and whatever the guy's name is that was supposed to win. And then Ethel in the back corner says, I've got one for Geddy Lee.
Well, she probably said G.D. Lee.
And it screws up his supermajority or whatever the hell you need to have for auditor. I think you need to have TurboTax installed and know how to spell abacus.
Yes.
I think that's all you need to do to be county auditor.
And I think you also have to have some type of 401k plan.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So,
which, by the way, my dad always thought 401k was one of them robots in Star Wars.
So I stand behind my choice of Geddy Lee. And if Geddy doesn't want it, give it to Alex Lifeson.
Yeah.
Same band.
Yep. Yeah. Or Buck Sneed. Was Buck Sneed running today? Or Dusty Salyers?
Dusty
Were they on the ballot?
Dusty Salyers, I wouldn't. After that stint, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
This portion of our show is brought to you by cell phones. Are you tired of staying at home, futzing around, and waiting on important phone calls? Are you finding it harder and harder to find a payphone to make calls when you really need one the most? You, my friend, need a cell phone. Hi, I'm Dave Lay, and I love making calls on my cell phone. They're small enough to carry in your pocket, and you can take one anywhere, even in your car. And check this out. Most cell phones have cameras, games, and internet access. Get yourself one of these bad boys, and you'll never have to personally interact with other people again. Get a cell phone today. Now, back to you, Mitch and Dagwood.
We have a couple of fans who will be anonymous. They have asked that we not mention their names. They are, and this is crazy, they're planning a summer trip to Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Okay. Specifically so that they can meet us and take us to dinner. And they're going to pay for dinner. I'm like, hell yeah, you're going to pay for dinner. Of course you are. But we got a message that said, if we come up to Cincinnati, can we meet you guys and take you out for dinner? And the answer is absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to Jeff Ruby's.
I'm getting the steak
Okay.
and the lobster and a salad.
I'm going to get a steak cooked at each temperature.
Yeah.
And to decide which one I like.
Eat the hottest one last.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the rest I'll take home to give to Booba.
Exactly.
That's what I'll do. That's awesome.
It is. It's also kind of sad. I can't imagine.
I don't think it's sad.
No. I mean, we live here. Okay. Yeah, and I'm proud of Cincinnati and I love Cincinnati.
Yeah.
If I didn't live here, I don't know that I would come to Cincinnati on a vacation.
Look.
And I certainly wouldn't come on up here to see you.
We have all kinds of attractions in Cincinnati. We have Kroger.
Yes.
We have Bone Suckin' Mustard.
Yes. And that's on sale in Kroger.
Meemaw's Cheese Titties.
Country Cheese Titties.
Country Cheese Titties. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Country Kitchen Cheese Titties.
Country Kitchen Cheese Titties.
But is that a reason to go somewhere on vacation?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you ate a donut. You went to Universal to get a donut.
Not just to eat a donut.
I refuse to believe that.
Okay. I mean, while I was there, hey, they sell donuts, and I did eat one, and it was delicious.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they come to Cincinnati. They can go to
Cold Stone Creamery.
Yeah.
Right down here by PetSmart.
I was thinking they could go to, and hold on.
Yeah.
They could go to a Reds game. I think tickets are still available for every Reds game from here forward.
Or
they're probably giving them away.
They could just go float in the Ohio River and have the same time there.
They could go. Well, the Bengals aren't playing.
There's a swing. They put a swing in down at the banks.
Yes.
There's that.
Yeah. My favorite thing to do when people come up to visit, I tell them, when you're in Cincinnati, go over the bridge and pay money to eat in Kentucky so that you can see Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Because people go to Newport, Kentucky. Newport, Kentucky makes a boatload of money from people who like to look at Cincinnati.
And they've got like...
It doesn't work the other way around. People eating in Cincinnati go, hey, look how cool Newport is.
All they have over there is a piano.
Is that Covington?
A restaurant or two and a couple of sharks.
Yeah.
That's really it.
Yeah, they have an aquarium.
Yeah.
We've got a couple of good museums here in Cincinnati.
We do. We've got the Hall of Justice, the Super Friends.
That's not in Cincinnati.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
The Science Museum is the Hall of Justice. That's what it was designed after. Am I teaching you something about Cincinnati?
Yeah, you
Super
are.
Super Friends.
Okay.
Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman.
I know who the Super Friends are.
And the two weirdos that wear
twins
purple that
with
change
the dog, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That change into
That thing, that building... One influenced the other. Look it up. I can't remember if they designed the building after the cartoon or the cartoon designed after the building.
Okay, well, one influenced the other. That doesn't mean that's where it happened.
Well, I'm not saying the Super Friends exist.
Okay.
That would be news, wouldn't it?
Because happened somewhere else, Mike.
I would say... Well,
the Roebling Suspension Bridge was based on one of the New York bridges.
I would say that if Superman and Batman and Wonder Woman actually did fight crime and existed, people would find out about it from a news source other than Irritable Dad Syndrome, episode 89. We've had 88 episodes of shit to talk about, more important than Superman and Wonder Woman and her invisible jet.
Actually, I'm being serious. One of the coolest things you can come and see if you come to Cincinnati on vacation, besides Mike and Darren, go down to Fountain Square and see the fountain that was in the opening for WKRP in Cincinnati.
I don't think I've ever seen that fountain. I've been down there a few times.
You've never seen the fountain?
I don't think so. I went down there in the winter.
When I first moved here, this is October of 1999, I had a job downtown at WCPO-TV. I'm at my first day of work, and they give me my break, and I decide I'm going to walk downtown. I live in Cincinnati now. I'm going to go see the Tyler Davidson Fountain. I walked all over.
Yeah.
I'm up,
looking
down,
for it.
Right, left, this street, back around.
Yeah.
I was like, how can I not find a giant fountain? Okay, how stupid am I? Couldn't find it anywhere. I finally pulled someone aside and said, I feel dumb. I can't find the fountain. Oh, they took it down. Like, they took it down. The fountain. Excuse me. Stella Artois is pretty good.
Too many cheese titties.
The fountain had been taken down temporarily for cleaning and repairs. Sorry, folks, park's closed. I'm like, son of a bitch.
What was there? Just a pipe sticking out of the ground with a sign that said
they
sorry?
They had barricaded giant walls.
Oh, wow.
Because I had walked past where it was supposed to be 20 times trying to find a fountain. Anyway, they've put it back up. It's been there for 21 years since they...
I need to go see it. Yeah. I don't think I've seen it.
Yeah, it's awesome. So yeah, enjoy your vacation in Cincinnati, anonymous fans. And anybody else who wants to come up and buy Mike and I dinner, you're more than welcome.
Now it's time for the Walmart Story of the Week.
So I don't know if you could tell when you showed up. I'm in a pissy mood.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pissed.
Yeah.
I had 3 just stops happen to me today.
Okay.
Within the span of 15 minutes.
Okay.
And I want to talk about each of them in excruciating detail.
Okay. Okay? Just stop number one. Mike,
just stop number one. And this is a repeat, a recurrence. Which is the worst kind of just stop, because didn't I just say just stop?
We've told you to stop.
But here we are.
Did you listen?
So
no.
All of these happened at Walmart.
Oh.
Go figure.
Well, I think one just stop would be stop going to Walmart.
Walmart. I go back to Walmart every once in a while to pretend like I live in a dystopian future. And I hate that.
I live in a third world country. I'm going to go to Walmart.
Because even the nice Walmarts
lost them as a sponsor.
You know, whatever. I got some things to say about Kroger later, too.
Okay.
Even the nice Walmarts, you feel like it's like a step back. What? Like you're like just behind those back doors, they're murdering people. You know, it's
you
weird.
Know what? At Walmart, you guys can murder all the people you want in your back room. Yeah. You can do anything illegal you want. Just have more than one person operating the registers, and I'll be a happy guy.
Okay. So here's the thing. Go to Walmart. This will be fun for you. Do you ever go to Walmart? Usually, I know you go to Kroger. You go to Target because you got the same thing that I do. You just like to walk around Target and look at the stuff.
I do like walking around Target.
It reminds you of Hills, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's red and they have popcorn.
Hills is where the toys are.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the red slushy. So go to Walmart.
Okay.
They have a new size of cereal.
Oh, what
it's
is that?
Beyond. I don't know. It's like, it's.
Okay, because there's large, and then there's family size, and then now there's a giant size.
Yeah,
is that the one you're talking about?
No, there's one more. And in Walmart, they do weird things.
You'd think that they would make like the pathetic, like the small size for one person, eating for one.
They have taped together boxes. They have boxes cellophane together. They have bags. There's an aisle of just bags of cereal.
Mm-hmm.
Just bags.
Yeah.
Like not... Here's the aisle of cereal, and here's a few bags. It's here's the boxes of cereal, here's the bags of cereal.
Yeah.
They have candy. Like, it's just, it makes you feel gross. And
because it doesn't have, and this is one of the things that I've learned on the internet. There are people who have petitioned for them to have the Ziploc seal bag.
Yes.
Come on.
And I'm convinced.
Keep it fresh.
Yeah, I'm convinced that when... textile companies, companies that make the underwear and things like that, or t-shirts. I'm convinced that when they screw up and accidentally weave lead thread into those things or something, they throw it in a box and it gets shipped to Walmart. Like everything else is going to the normal stores. It's like, oh, we wove a dead puppy into this one by accident. Send it to Walmart. We'll put a binky nose on it and it'll be fine. I'm convinced.
Okay.
They still have just old DVDs of weird stuff.
For $2.
Like David Hasselhoff's musical about whatever is in it's in one of those old boxes, and you shake it, you hear this going. Okay, Walmart sucks. That's what I'm saying. That's my point.
Years ago, I wrote a tweet that said, my life is about as organized as a Walmart DVD bin. Okay, and somebody stole it.
Yeah.
Okay, my tweet probably got 20 or so, 30 likes. This tweet that they stole got hundreds of likes.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Is a more popular tweeter.
I think it's,
Now, is it possible that somebody thought the same idea? And wrote word for word the same tweet. Yeah, that's possible.
Yeah,
it is possible.
But they have the same. But I agree with you. They have the same, and they have the same movies. That thing has been for the past 20 years. Same movies. You've got.
One's gonna buy "Here Comes the Boom" when they can watch it for free on every major streaming channel.
You've got Hot Shots Part Deux.
Yeah.
Is in there. You've got one of the Rambos.
Uh-huh.
And then you've got...
And it's not the good one.
Not the good one. And Escape from Sobibor in the weird packaging.
Escape from
And a
what?
Bunch of other... I actually have it. I bought it because I was sick of seeing it. It's pretty good.
You bought it because you were tired of seeing it at Walmart.
It was a it was a movie. Woo, we're going way back.
What was your just stop, Mike?
All right. I'm in the Walmart. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm coming out.
Uh-huh.
And there is somebody that has blocked the entire lane of cars. So, you know, like cars park. You get that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then the entire lane, no one can get out of their parking space because somebody's waiting for somebody to move out of a space. Mm-hmm. They want to pull into that space.
Yeah.
And there's like six cars behind them going out into the road that comes into the Walmart. People are starting to honk.
Mm-hmm.
People... unfortunate words are being thrown out there.
I can't imagine what words would be spoken in a Walmart parking lot.
And I started thinking about this listener that we had, and mm-hmm. he won't get to this episode for another year. So it doesn't matter.
If we're lucky.
But I was thinking those spaces, look at the Walmart spaces next time you go there. The way they're angled,
yeah.
You have to pull in straight and back out. Otherwise, you're going the wrong freaking direction.
Yeah.
You're going to cause an accident.
I don't like the parking lots that you have to park angle-y.
So to get away from this jackass that's causing this traffic jam, I luckily had no one in front of me. So I pulled out. Now I'm in the thing going the wrong direction.
Right.
For the love of God.
Yeah, and all that's holy.
There is no... Every time you're in a parking lot... and you put your vehicle in reverse, you are pissing someone off.
Yeah.
You're causing strife in the world.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it. And do not respond to this episode.
Yeah.
And explain to me why it's safer to back in. It's not.
We'll get to this letter later.
When you back in...
uh-huh.
You increase the chances that I'm going to get out of my car and come over and punch you dead in the face.
Well, you can't back in a Walmart parking lot.
They do. They are breaking all kinds
unless they pull all the way through.
That's what they're they're like going all the way up and then pull.
Son of a bitch.
Okay. Yeah. That's one.
Okay. Now are you mad at the person who's blocking the whole thing waiting on the spot? Or are you mad at... because, see, I'm mad at
both.
The person.
I'm mad at the person. Yeah, I just realized like, that's two you, just stops yeah, combined. Yeah,
when you get in your car, the only thing you need to do is start it and leave.
Yeah.
Okay, don't get in your car. And where's my checkbook? And did I get my... and then check your lipstick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, don't look for your passport. Get in your car, start the damn thing, and leave.
Well, here's where we may...
people want your spot.
Here's where we part ways. If I see somebody's waiting on my spot, mm-hmm. I do exactly that.
Why?
I start watching a YouTube video. Because I hate when people do that. I take my time. I don't watch a video, but I take my time.
You hate when people are waiting for your spot?
Yes. Park, park back there and walk your fat ass into the Walmart. You can use the exercise. I can use the exercise.
Park back there and walk your fat ass. Okay.
That's the title.
Yeah.
Just stop number two.
Okay. Number two.
Please learn how to manage yourself in a self-checkout line. Now, I've talked before about
the
Kroger self thing that yells at you.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in the bag. Do the thing. I'm past all that.
Mm-hmm.
I witnessed a line in the self-checkout area of said Walmart that stretched back all the way halfway. You know how there's like 50 registers and only two of them have a cashier there? Mm-hmm. And then they have the self-checkout line with like 20 of those things around.
Yeah.
There's a line going out. And these people, I saw at least three of those stations where somebody was standing there with an item in their right hand, looking at the screen like that. What are you doing?
This is an audio podcast. So for people confused as to what that silence was, that was Mike staring confusedly at his screen.
That's right. Okay. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Your job when you come to a self-checkout lane is it says to scan.
You scan it.
It just says scan. It says scan your items.
Yeah.
To start, scan your items. That's what it says. That takes, let you read that as you're walking up to it. You don't have to stop and read that.
Right.
Okay. You scan it, beep, it tells you to put it in a bag.
Yeah,
put it in the bag. You get your next item, beep, you get it in the bag, you push the thing to pay, and you go on with your life. What the f*** are you standing there and reading? What are you reading?
Yeah,
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Why are you standing there with a dumbfounded look on your face? I can understand if you're in a different country and it's a different language than what you speak and you don't understand that.
Wait a minute. This is all in Japanese.
If that's happening, what are you doing in the self-checkout line anyway? Right. You should be where the people are.
Right.
Stop with the dumbfounded looks in the self-checkout line.
Yeah.
If you need to, Walmart's open until like, what, midnight, 1, 2 in the morning?
They used to be open 24/7.
Find out what time your local Walmart closes.
Uh-huh.
Go there 30 minutes before it closes. Get a pack of gum and practice going through the self-checkout
just,
line.
Just buy it,
until
return it, and then buy it again.
Yeah, until you've got
it
down.
Get your practice
down. Yeah, they'll take anything back. Buy it, chew it, bring it back, come back through, scan it again. Doesn't matter. My third just stopped. Okay. Candy bars.
Still at the same Walmart?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I noticed this at the same Walmart, but I see it everywhere. It's okay. Share size. So now, okay, you remember...
Share size?
You remember back when America was America?
Yes.
And people lived their lives according to American values?
Well, yes.
And you would go into a gas station and they would have... giant Snickers bars,
yeah.
King size.
Yeah.
Giant Paydays, mm-hmm. King size Paydays, giant Butterfingers.
They still have
King size Paydays,
mm-hmm.
But you cannot find, I can't find, when I go to Walmart.
A zero bar?
No. They don't have the King size Snickers bars anymore. They have the share pack. It's purports to be two Snickers bars in mm-hmm. one package. But if you study it, if you look at it,
mm-hmm.
one regular Snickers bar, is 250 calories.
Okay.
These share sizes, each one is 200 calories. They're cutting off some of that Snickers bar, which any God-fearing Christian Snickers bar-eating person like me would see.
Yeah.
It usually takes me 3 bites to get through a Snickers bar. I can get through a share size 2. In 1, maybe 1.5.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
3 if I'm really stretching it, but that third one is not very satisfying.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to bring back the king size, or at least stop telling me that you're giving me 2 bars in the share size when you're really only giving me 80% of a Snickers bar.
You've struck a nerve with me because you can buy the peanut M&Ms
mm-hmm.
in the share size, to which I laugh. Because
share with who?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Who do I love enough to share my peanut M&Ms with? Darren Cox.
So that was the fat guy's perspective, mm-hmm. is I want more Snickers bars and I want you to quit letting me bullshit myself.
Yeah.
Give me the king size. Call it fat ass size. Call it whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
I want to eat that. Don't insult my intelligence by thinking that I'm going to find another human being and give them the other one of those. Or like you said, the share size of the peanut M&Ms. I ain't letting anybody else's hand in that bag.
I know. Like Reese's Cups come 2 to a pack. I'm eating both of those.
Yeah.
Little Debbie Swiss Rolls, 2 to a pack.
Yeah.
Again, I'm eating both
there's
of those.
The reason that there's 2 in there is the first one is to get rid of the shakes.
Yes.
You need to calm yourself.
Yep.
Get that first one
you
in.
You need to calm down.
Get that first dopamine rush, and then mm-hmm. you can calm down and enjoy the second one.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
This has been the Walmart Story of the Week.
Hey, what happened?
Irritable Dad Syndrome is proud to be associated with Newsly, the all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android. For the first time ever, the entire internet becomes listenable, all in one place. Check it out. Newsly actually picks up articles about the most trending topics on the web and reads them to you in a natural human voice, much like my own. I'm Dave Lay, and I'm in fact an actual human. Then guess what? Our podcast, Irritable Dad Syndrome, is available there too. Listen to us every week on Newsly and afterwards. If you feel like grooving to another podcast, then knock yourself out. You can find trending podcasts from over 80 countries and digital radio as well. So stop scrolling and start listening. Download Newsly now. Just go to www.newsly.me and use this promo code. The number 1, RR, another number 1, then the letters TABLEDAD, and receive a free 1-month premium subscription.
Speaking of places that sell share size candy bars, in our neighborhood,
uh-huh.
For people in Mustang, Oklahoma,
yeah.
or Waterloo, Michigan, or mm-hmm. Pflugerville, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
In Westchester, Ohio, where Mike and I live, we have a convenience store, a gas station called UDF, the United Dairy Farmers, which is the most weird name I've heard for a convenience store. Okay. It's in between Mike's house and my house.
Yes.
A while back, I was driving home and I had my son Cameron with me, and I decided to pull into the UDF and get us an ice cream. Okay. Uh-huh. And so we go in and he orders his ice cream and I ordered my ice cream. And then who walks into the store?
Yeah.
But Mike Odell.
Yeah.
Our old Uncle Mike comes in.
Uncle Mike comes
in. Now, Mike and I have lived, like, we live, what, 4 miles away from each other?
We don't see each other as much as we should.
We have crossed paths twice now in all the years we've lived 4 miles away from each other. But one of them was at the Home Depot.
Yeah.
I went to the Home Depot. This is 5 years ago, I think.
Yeah.
I went to the Home Depot because I needed to buy a weed whacker, or some people call it a weed eater. It's not a weed eater because it doesn't eat anything. Yeah, it just whacks it.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for a weed whacker, and there's Mike Odell standing there with
a weed whacker.
Yeah. And I was jealous because the one that you bought was the blower and the whacker combined.
You can't.
And I'm like, I want the blower whacker combo.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you told me where
you
it went.
You don't go just for a whack when you can get a blow at
you
the same time.
You get a blow and a whack.
Together.
There you go. Yeah.
Same. Yeah.
Yeah. So I put mine back and then I went and I got the blower and the whacker combined.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I went home and because you and I talked.
Yeah.
This is before the podcast.
Yeah.
This is one of those conversations that we should have recorded in the Home Depot.
I was probably bitching about somebody out there waiting on a space.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I got home and Libby's like, how come it took you so long? I'm like, well, I ran into Mike. And then I told her that you bought a blower whacker and I bought a blower whacker. Uh-huh. And then she said, oh, how cute. Did you and Mike buy the same blower whacker?
So, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, we did. And you can drop the attitude.
Yeah.
And that's what I told her. And that's the last time we brought that up. So anyway, that was one of the two times you and I have ran into each other. So,
but we like the same things. We both love ice cream and cereal and Kroger.
Yeah.
You would think we would
occasional
end up running into each other like Cold Stone Creamery. You think we would see each other all
we
the time.
We have a freaking Kroger story of the week. You would think that you and I would run into each other at the Kroger.
Yeah.
But we don't.
No.
Anyway, we ran into each other at UDF. Uh-huh. And so Cameron bought his ice cream, but he got it in a cup.
Yeah.
Okay. I got my ice cream in a cone.
Yeah.
And Judgy, Mr. Mikey, Uncle Mike comes in. Yeah. Oh, hey guys. Hey, how you doing? Hey, I see you're eating your ice cream in a cone there. And then you're just like, you know, Cameron, it just goes to prove my theory that the smart people eat ice cream in a cup.
I stand by that.
And not in a cone. And then I looked at you and I said, I'm sorry, are you still talking? And then I looked at your shirt and I said, oh, cool, nice U2 shirt. They stopped being popular in 1989.
And I agree with
you. You said, hey, you're right. Anyway, we're taking jabs at each other.
Yeah.
The cashier finally just stops what she's doing and said, do you guys know each other?
She thought knives were going to come out.
She thought we were going to just start going to blows. Did you see the look of concern?
Oh, yeah. She's she didn't know what to do with us. Because I think I was still giving you you were trying to pay for stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm still giving you talking to your kid.
Yeah, it's nice that you had your card ready. Yeah, you know. And then it's like the guy in between you and me, he wasn't concerned at all.
No, I don't
think he was enjoying the conversation that we had at all.
No, no.
She was scared.
Yeah, she was.
A couple of bald guys are going to go, I'm going to set my ice cream down.
She's probably thinking, is that what happens when bald guys talk to each other? They just start, like, it's like a territory thing.
That's exactly. It's a territory thing.
Get off my turf.
You get out of here right now. There's not room for the two of us, punk.
I'm not okay. So here's the thing.
Okay,
I remember exactly what I was saying when you were paying because I just kept going on and on about how much smarter you are,
how
much smarter Cameron is.
Because he eats ice cream out of a cup.
And I said you're a smarter person. We're a better class of people. I remember that was when her eyes.
That's so, when I said, I'm sorry. Are you still talking? Are you still talking? Because I zoned you out like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying that you're stupid for eating ice cream out of a cone.
Okay.
I'm saying that people who eat ice cream out of cups are a lot smarter than people who eat them out of cones.
Do you know why I eat it out of the cone?
Why is that?
Because have you ever eaten ice cream out of a cup?
I have, yeah.
What is left over in the cup when you're done.
Yeah.
Ice cream residue. Yeah, do you lick the cup?
No.
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 I see. I don't either.
Yeah.
It's in the cone. Okay. Do I have leftover residue?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
All the ice cream is gone.
But you have a timer. And you've got to deal. You got to deal with drippies. You got to deal with. You got to.
Do you know how fast I can eat an ice cream cone?
Your last bite is going to be mostly cone.
Deal with the drippies.
I go for ice cream. I don't go for waffle. If I want waffles, I go to the Waffle House. Uh-huh. If I want ice cream, I go to the ice cream place.
But it's a sugar waffle cone. It's delicious. And
having said all that, I'm not going to pretend like I'm.
That's one of the gifts that I inherited from my father.
Uh-huh.
Years ago, he came up to visit, and we went to Grater's. And I know you hate Grater's.
I don't like Grater's.
Yeah. And so Dad got a double scoop of strawberry chocolate chip. Okay. We're talking ice cream the size of your head.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Dad sits down. I'm like, oh, I need to get napkins. I went and I got napkins, came back. He was done. I'm like, Dad?
Yeah.
it's just gone.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
What?
And I was like, kind of disgusted.
Yeah.
And a little impressed.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, like, the...
No, I don't worry. Ice cream doesn't drip because I am a pro.
Fair enough. I just prefer the versatility of a cup.
Okay.
Yeah. I will say this, though. When you go to Cold Stone Creamery, by the way, it's expensive.
Yeah, it is. Why didn't they ever get Stone Cold Steve Austin to do a commercial for Cold Stone Creamery?
Did you see the Cold Stone Creamery knockoff? Because there used to be a Cold Stone Creamery in that little Westchester. I know this is local stuff that
nobody outside
cares about. The little, they try to make it like a little Main Street town by the AMC Theater. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And there used to be a Cold Stone Creamery there.
Yeah.
And then it closed and it reopened. It was like a frigid rock milkery. It was...
Frigid rock milkery.
That's what I called it. They changed. They used a synonym for each word. It was the same damn equipment. Everything's the same.
The frigid
just different
rock
ice
milkery.
Cream and a different name.
That's hilarious.
In the Cold Stone Creamery, when I get it in a cup, I get the waffle cone in the cup thing, and I get with the chocolate on the tips of it.
Uh-huh.
And I was upset the last time we went there because they didn't have the ones with the sprinkles on top of it as well.
Wow. That's a shame.
First world problems. Yeah.
This portion of our show is brought to you by Wordle Plus. Yes, America's favorite five-letter word game that took the world by storm is now even better. Wordle Plus is five times more challenging, five times more exciting, and five times more exhausting than ever before. But remember, don't reveal the daily word to anybody, or you'll be dragged out on the front porch and beaten within an inch of your life. Wordle Plus, available wherever quality word games are sold. Now back to you, Buck and Dusty.
I took my mom to a doctor appointment last week.
Yeah.
And she had one scheduled not downtown, but near town, far enough away. I told her she just moved up here. She doesn't know where she's going. She's not going to get there.
Right.
So I talked to my boss, and they were nice enough to let me take a couple hours off in the morning, and I took my mom to her doctor appointment.
Okay.
So we get there a little bit early, and she had said that she hadn't had breakfast yet.
Okay.
I'm like, you got to be starving. She goes, actually, I am. I'm like, well, we don't have enough time to go get breakfast now, but I can take you somewhere right after.
Yeah.
Okay. So we do the doctor appointment, and on the way back, we decided that we wanted to get breakfast at the McDonald's.
Okay.
And it's like already 11 o'clock now. And do you remember there was a time for a while where they were serving breakfast all day long at the McDonald's?
Okay.
Well, they stopped doing that. Well, they did at this store. So that has nothing to do with the story. Absolutely nothing to do with the store. Okay. Well, that's why we were there.
Okay,
because we went to the McDonald's for breakfast. Okay, we would have went somewhere else had I known.
I was concerned about your motivation for going to McDonald's. Yeah, yeah. Now that
we went because Mom wanted a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
And anyway, so I'm like, well, what do you want now? So she orders a chicken sandwich, and I ordered a quarter pounder.
Okay.
And the lady says, "Tell me if the information on the screen is right."
Uh-huh.
And I look at the screen and I see no information about our order.
Ugh.
And I said, I don't see anything. Am I looking in the right space? And then I finally looked over and I said, all I see are drinks.
Yeah.
I said, and there's actually three drinks. We only need two of them. She goes, okay, all right. I know.
Oh,
and she deletes one.
Throw an attitude at you now.
I'm like, okay. And then she says, is everything right now? And I said, I don't see our food. And so she puts our food up.
Yeah.
And then I said, there's an extra sandwich and there's an extra french fry. I know. And then I know.
This is like an IQ test.
I'm like, you're the one who asked me if the order's right. The order is not right.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm telling you. The order
is not right.
You started this. You know?
One of two things could happen when you ask that question. It's either right or it isn't right. You need to be prepared for either answer.
I know. Well, you need to be prepared for that, even if she doesn't
she's
ask.
She's clearly an optimist. She just assumes it's going to be right with everybody.
It's like, I'm sorry I'm pissing you off, but it's not right. I was telling my son this. He goes, was this the McDonald's near my school? By the way, he calls it the McDonald's now, too, thanks to you. And I said, yeah. He goes, oh, you never go there. The customer service is horrible there. Everybody at school knows that.
Oh, jeez.
And speaking of my son, we sent him to Kroger to get something.
Uh-huh.
And he comes home and goes, I have a story of the week.
Okay. It's time now for the Kroger story of the week.
Jacob went to Kroger.
Uh-huh.
Libby had sent him out there. She says, on your way home, run by, and I need you to get two things. Oranges. I can't remember what the two things were. One of them was
oranges and hollow point bullets.
They don't sell those at Kroger.
Okay.
Let's say it was oranges, and then I need you to get some dental floss.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he can't find the dental floss, and he asks the person where the dental floss is, and they said, I don't work here. He says, oh, okay. So then he finds someone who does work there, and then that person said, I don't know where the dental floss is. And then he used my words almost completely word for word.
Yeah.
Well, is there someone here who does know where? And that is, can you take me to this person? You know? And he comes home and he's talking about how crazy it is that this person doesn't know where the dental floss is. And my argument was, well, you were the person who asked someone who doesn't even work there. So I think they kind of balance each other out.
This has been the Kroger story of the week.
I want to know whatever happened to the stereotypical pharmacist.
You mean the dude that's up like 2 feet up from everybody else?
Yeah, well, yeah, they used to have the pharmacist up and you had to like look up like he was king or something.
Yeah.
But, and I'm not saying that we need to go back to this, okay? Yeah. But for as long as I remember, the pharmacists were always men. I have no problem with female pharmacists, okay? It was always a man, always someone like in their 40s or 50s, white hair, sometimes no hair. They always wore the white.
You're describing like a mad scientist.
I know. Yeah, okay. I know, right? Yeah. They looked like scientists, which they are. They're pharmacists, right?
Yeah.
But it seemed like every single pharmacist, like you could go to a pharmacist convention and they would all just look exactly the same.
Okay.
The pharmacist world has changed.
Yeah.
Like this pharmacy that we went to a couple weeks ago, the lady comes out. She's got a sleeve tattoo.
Okay.
Wearing like a Megadeth t-shirt under her smock.
Yeah.
The nose is pierced.
Yeah.
Totally fine.
Yeah.
And her hair had like blue stuff tinted into it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm like,
let me ask you.
I have no problem with it, but I'm like, she absolutely does not look like a pharmacist.
I would get drugs from that person.
Yes.
Well, let me ask you this.
I did get drugs from this person.
Was she the actual pharmacist or was she an assistant?
Well, I don't know.
Because
I mean, I pulled up to the pharmacy and I got my order.
So they have assistants.
Okay.
There. And so at a local pharmacy, I've learned that the actual pharmacist is this lady, and they all kind of look similar back there.
Right.
But there's a few assistants and there's a few pharmacists.
Yeah.
And I've learned that you can tell whether you're talking to an assistant or a pharmacist by the way. Okay. So if I go up and it's an assistant.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, what's your name? That's Mike. Date of birth. Blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
Can you repeat that? Blah, blah, blah. All right. Let me check.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, they said it's going to be ready in about 10 minutes. I don't know. He turned into Bill Clinton.
I was going to say Matthew McConaughey.
Then I go,
look
at the playing cards and eggs or wherever. And then
they're on the same aisle.
I come back. Now, I didn't talk to the actual pharmacist then. I was talking to the assistant.
Okay.
When I get the pharmacist, this lady who looked exactly like, who's the lady in Contact? The Contact.
Meryl Streep.
You're going to do this to me again. She,
Clarice Foster.
Jodie Foster. Looked exactly like Jodie Foster.
He was a very decent man. Very decent.
Now,
man.
The way that I could tell that she was the pharmacist, when she came up, it could have been, she could have been an assistant or the pharmacist.
Okay.
She'd have been the assistant if she would come up and how are ye? You know, she didn't say that.
I like when they take those three words, make them into one word. How are ye?
She came up, she's like, name. Mike, date of birth. Did you get the floor of luggage? Excuse me. Oh, I'm sorry. I was speaking science. I'll speak slower for you.
Did you get the floor? I was speaking science.
Like,
the floor clocks.
I think that's what I got.
Uh-huh.
Do you need any assistance in how to take this? I'm assuming it's oral. That's right. Sign here. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for coming to the pharmacy.
Uh-huh.
I was like, that was the pharmacist.
Okay.
Okay.
So you're saying that the chick with the sleeve and the nose piercing.
She may have been. It's how they talk. It's how they address you.
I mean, and let me say that they're all so amazing, and they've all been extremely nice and helpful. And if you told me tomorrow, you said, Darren, you have to go to another pharmacy, I'd say, you go to hell.
So the reason I say that is because I have a science-y major.
Uh-huh.
And I went through all kinds of different science classes. And you could never tell. The valedictorian of our class, the dude who got a 4 point all the way through, the first time I saw him was wearing a tie-dyed shirt. I mean, just like, it was like a guy walked in, we're like, well, he won't be here after a couple of weeks. You know? Just smoked everybody. Super, super nerdy looking people would fail out within the first year. So you just can't tell, but you learn by talking to people. So if you come up and it was like,
Yeah, man.
But you walk up to the dude that has the Grateful Dead t-shirt on, a joint, an active joint hanging out of their mouth. Okay.
He's got a bong
drinking,
in his hand.
Yeah, with a bong in his hand. And you come up and you're like, did you get the chemistry? I got it. And I got all the answers and I have them here and I won't give them to you because I'm smarter than you and I'm going to destroy you. Okay.
Right.
That's the smart person.
Right.
Yeah, and so you're looking for not to say that pharmacy assistants aren't smart people.
Right.
Because they all start out as assistants. And that's like an internship.
And I don't want people getting their nose out of joint complaining to me, assuming that because you have a sleeve tattoo or a nose piercing that you're not smart or that you're not qualified to be a pharmacist. All I'm saying is the image of the pharmacist has changed.
You're saying the 1950s patriarchal image of a pharmacist.
Yes. As the
slightly overweight, balding man with glasses.
Pharmacists that I've always seen were rail thin.
And the white hair coming out of every orifice.
They were all named Norman for some reason.
who's spending a lot more time staring at the floor than talking to you. Exactly. Well, let me ask you this, because you mentioned tattoos. Do you have any tattoos?
I do not.
I don't either. Have you ever considered getting one?
No, because I can't stand needles.
And you can't stand. Okay, so my thing has always been I can't think of what I would want to be on.
Forever.
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 But Bess and I made an agreement that we were going to get tattoos when we hit 50.
Okay.
And
that's coming up.
I still don't know what I'm going to get.
Yeah. If I had to, like a state law, they would tote my ass away if I didn't, I would get some type of Johnny Cash tattoo.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking of doing a U2 thing.
Really?
Go figure.
No, what? Seriously?
But I was going to do like a Joshua Tree on one side and then the Octung Baby on the other side. So depending on what mood I am.
That's very surprising.
Yeah.
But no, I'd have, there's a great image of Johnny Cash walking along a railroad track. He's got his acoustic guitar case in his hand with a long black jacket. I don't know if that would fly. If you, because knowing my luck, I would get into just look like big ink, like a Rorschach test. Or to get just Cash.
Yeah.
You know, big.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I had to, if I had to, it would be a Johnny Cash, possibly a Billy Idol tattoo.
Okay.
Okay. Because Billy Idol is, okay, I've told this story, I think, before. I was at Kings Island. I saw a guy with corn, K-O-R-N, tattooed on his neck.
Yeah.
I'm like, that guy's not going to be upper management. I'm here about the CEO position.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Anytime you see a face tattoo, you're seeing, that's a career decision.
Yeah.
It's really what that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, I'm going to offend every single person who has a neck tattoo, especially my apologies if you have a corn tattoo on your neck. I'm sorry. But look, man, even if you had Johnny Cash tattooed on your neck.
Uh-huh.
Really? On your neck?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I have a friend who is a tattoo artist.
You need to think about how it's going to be received. So I don't care where you get your tattoo, but you need to realize that if you get something on your neck or face, mm-hmm. that's what people are going to be staring at when they're talking to you.
Yes.
And they're going to be thinking one of two ways. That's awesome that they got a corn tattoo on their
right.
neck. Or what the hell's wrong with this person? They got a corn tattoo on their neck. There's nobody that's going to be just ambivalent about the corn tattoo.
It's not even the fact that it's on the neck. It's like, corn? Really? Corn.
Yeah, corn.
Because corn.
Yes.
I'm not going to say they're a bad band. Have they survived the test of time? No.
When you put bands on you, they need to be legendary.
I've got a Dexy's Midnight Runners tattoo on my ass. Spandau Ballet.
You can't go like mid-tier bands.
If you got Zeppelin or Kiss,
yeah,
or yeah, Johnny Cash. I mean,
they have to. You have to use the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame test.
Yeah,
and by that I mean they're either in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or they're too cool to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Right.
Because there's people on that side of things. But if they're just, they want to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but they haven't got in there yet, or they can't get in there yet, maybe you don't put a tattoo on them.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
If they're corn, you don't.
AWOL Nation. Bess and I just got tickets to see AWOL Nation in Columbus.
Okay.
I'm excited about them for a number of different reasons, one of which is that they started in 2009. So I told Bess, this means we're not like old farts. Like, there's a newish band that we like and we can get into, and we're actually excited to see it. I'm not going to get an AWOL Nation tattoo. I'm going to enjoy the concert. I'm going to be singing along. I'm going to be throwing my hand up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not getting a tattoo. 40 years from now, they may write Stairway to Heaven 2
exactly.
and be like the ultimate band ever. And then maybe my kids can get an AWOL Nation. But I am relegated. I am not allowed to get a tattoo from a band that formed earlier than 1995.
Well, Johnny Cash is dead. He's not going to do anything now that's going to ruin his career.
But anything,
he's not going to release a polka album and then his cool badass image is going to go away.
So this is in psychology, or at least you guys can believe this as much as you're going to look it up, and you won't. So listen to me. Your personality gets cemented in between 18 and 23. Mm-hmm. I heard this in some weird video the other day.
But
by the time you're 23, you're who you're going to be. Your general personality, it doesn't really change that much. You can change your views and everything, but your core, like your sense of humor, those type of things are pretty much there.
Not 100%.
Okay.
Pretty much. I'm going to agree with pretty much.
I'll agree with pretty much as well.
Okay.
I'll back off.
Okay.
So I think that's usually around the time people are done with college.
Mm-hmm.
You're a year outside of college or a year outside of the military if you go the standard, I don't know what the standard military is, 4 years or whatever.
Yes.
At that point, you are allowed to get a tattoo of anything that has happened prior to. You can't go out and get a tattoo 5 years from then on. You should not see anybody our age with a Creed tattoo. Okay? Creed. Or Crash Test Dummies. You shouldn't.
No.
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 Pearl Jam tattoo is close. Yeah. You can do a Pearl Jam like the Alive guy.
You can do a Pearl Jam
100%.
Tattoo. Yeah.
You can get a Black Sabbath would be like, whoa, dude, you're like old school. You're
Led
like
Zeppelin,
hardcore Led Zeppelin.
The Who.
Rush.
Beatles.
All that stuff.
Stones.
Knock yourself out.
Get the lips and the tongue.
Even the people that were kind of back then, that no one would get, that people would make fun of you with a tattoo back then, you can get that. The Monkees.
Yeah.
You could rock a Monkees tattoo right now.
Yeah.
But
Mike Nezzo's the green hat.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's badass.
It's badass. You can have, someone our age could have a Rage Against the Machine tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
Yeah.
Audioslave is getting close to not really, man.
That
kind of the same
Audioslave, people are like, what? Like, remember when? Oh, that's right. Audioslave needs to be reminded.
But here's the thing. The mic rule would be, I'm fine with a Rage Against the Machine tattoo, I'm fine with a Soundgarden tattoo, but Audioslave came after your window. And it's the same people, I get it.
Yeah.
Sorry, you missed your window. You were born too late for that, too early for that.
I remember
whatever.
Audioslave were on Letterman.
Yeah.
And, you know, Letterman would go and just go off script for like 20 minutes at the beginning of the show.
Kind of like this show.
Exactly. So he's talking about Audioslave and Paul, Paul, apparently Audioslave are they're a super group.
Oh really, David? Oh really?
He says, yeah, they're it's the lead singer of Soundgarden,
yeah.
and then it's the guys from Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah. Oh yeah, David, Rage Against the Machine. David, you know?
And he's like, who do you think would win in a fight? This is Soundgarden or Rage Against the Machine? Well, Rage Against the Machine. Yeah, I mean, yeah. And Paul's like, and they're just so full of rage.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know that the director's probably going, can somebody wrap him up? We got to go to break.
Yeah.
You know, we have to cancel two guests.
This portion of our show is brought to you by Montgomery Ward.
Let's get to our series.
Oh, let's do.
Yeah. Songs that need to be retired. Mike.
Cat Scratch Fever.
Ba-da-da, ba-ba-da,
who ba-da-ba. Farted, man?
Yeah, I agree.
Who farted?
Yeah.
Have you listened to the lyrics of Cat Scratch Fever? Can we dive into that for a minute?
Sure. Ted Nugent.
It is Ted Nugent.
The Motor City Madman. From Detroit, Michigan.
So, full disclosure.
The first time I saw Kiss, Ted Nugent was the opening act. So, I have actually seen Ted Nugent live. Not on purpose, but I did see him live.
I'm going to leave my opinion at Ted Nugent. I think everybody will be able to tell my opinion of Ted Nugent as we go through this, but I'm going to leave it at the door right now because I want to look at Cat Scratch Fever by itself. Well, I don't know where they come from, but they sure do come.
Uh-huh. Hello.
In the first two lines, really? Okay. I hope they coming for me. I'm sorry. I hope they coming for me.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know how they do it, but they sure do it good. You just said how they do it. Good. You said you don't know how they do it, but they sure do it good.
So he can't.
How do they do it? Good.
Good.
Actually, they do it well. English. I hope they doing it for free, which means he's willing to pay for it.
Uh-huh.
I already do not like this man. I don't care who sings this. If Johnny Cash sang this, I'd be like, I don't know, man.
I don't know.
I don't know. They give me Cat Scratch Fever. Cat Scratch Fever. Here's where it gets disturbing.
Okay.
The first time that I got it, I was just 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I got it from some kitty next door. Okay.
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 I think we all know what he's talking about here when he's talking about Cat.
I don't think
kitty.
This song is going to be played in church.
No.
Yeah.
I went to see the doctor and he gave me the cure. I think I got it some more. At the doctor?
You got more cure or more cat scratch fever?
He said they gave me cat scratch fever. So now the doctor's giving him cat scratch fever.
Uh-huh.
I've got a bad cat scratch fever. It's nothing dangerous because he realizes we're concerned about his health right
now.
He went to the doctor.
Yes.
And now everybody's giving him cat scratch fever.
Okay. Yeah.
So he goes into soothe our nerves.
Uh-huh.
It's nothing dangerous. I feel no pain. I've got to change. You know you got it when you're going insane.
Mm-hmm.
It makes a grown man crying. Won't you make my bed? Now he's okay.
All these years, I have never listened to any of the lyrics besides Cat Scratch Fever.
So now in this next one, he decides maybe I've been he's like, maybe I've been too subtle.
Okay.
Maybe these folks, maybe these fine folks don't know what I'm talking about. So he just jumps right in.
Okay.
I make the purr with the stroke of my hand.
Mm-hmm.
They know they getting it from me.
Okay.
They know just where to go. The doctor, he pointed that out.
Right, right.
When they need their loving man, they know I do it for free.
Okay.
I give them cat scratch fever. Okay. Now, and then he just keeps talking about cat scratch fever over and over and over. So the song makes me feel like I need to take a shower.
Yeah.
When I look at... Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I don't... Whatever your opinion of Ted Nugent is...
Yeah.
It is, you know, he's not a looker, I wouldn't say.
I've actually seen him twice.
Yeah.
Because we went to see Damn Yankees in concert one time.
He's one of these guys. And I put him in the same category as Mick Jagger.
Okay.
And James Hetfield. Walk with me down this lane.
Okay.
All of them, Ted Nugent, Mick Jagger, and James Hetfield, all looked cringy and creepy as hell young. I mean, just like, what? I don't
know. Oh, yeah.
But as they got older, they became fine-looking gentlemen.
Yeah.
Ted Nugent, I think, is a decent-looking gentleman now. He has the crazy eyes. Those never left him.
Right.
But he looks better older. So I feel bad for people like that because it's like, daggone, now I'm old and I look okay. But Cat Scratch Fever, as a kid, when I heard that song, I was like, this feels like a wrong song.
Yeah.
And I heard most of those because I listened to this song. The first song that came to my mind when you said, let's pick one, was that song. And I'm like, I should listen to that today.
So what we've agreed on is that like two Fridays from now at 7 p.m., radio stations all over the world can play Cat Scratch Fever one last time.
Yeah.
Okay. And then all the radio stations get rid of their copy of it. They don't play it live anymore.
I like to think of the person who's excited when Cat Scratch Fever comes on the thing. I just imagine somebody driving an old dirty Trans Am with the muffler dragon.
Yeah.
And they've got Milwaukee's Best in their lap and a chicken in the back.
Yeah.
And they're just, and they're just like at that fist out the window. Cat Scratch Fever. And they don't even bother putting a cigarette out. They just let their beard take it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because they have a beard.
Yes. I mentioned at the top of the show that my neighbor cut his grass in a most unusual fashion. And I'm talking about my neighbor who lives to, if you face our house, he lives to the left of me. Okay.
Okay.
So we came home and we're in our kitchen eating dinner. And then we hear somebody mowing their lawn. And I look out and it's my neighbor. Okay. Mm-hmm. He is out there mowing his grass in dress pants and a dress shirt.
Yeah.
Like he literally just got off of work.
Yeah.
And we're trying to figure out what's going on because he looks like a just a psychopath.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
As if almost like the stock market crashed. He lost his mind. Okay. Yeah. He lost everything, didn't know what to do, and he's mowing the grass.
Yeah.
And then a second theory came across. His wife might have called him and said, what are you doing? And he says, oh, I was just cutting the grass. And she says, oh, really? I'll be home in a half hour. And he was really at the casino. He's like, oh, shit. So then he hauls ass home and he mows the grass so that he's not caught in a lie. Or maybe he was doing something more than at the casino. I don't know. But so, who mows the grass in their dress pants and their work shirt?
So I have two possibilities in my mind. And I need to ask you a question to determine this. What day was this? Was it today?
No.
Okay.
No.
So I'm pretty sure what happened was that he started getting calls. Are you going to mow the grass? When you mow the grass? I'm going to mow the grass tonight. Are you going to mow it as soon as you get home? Because I don't know. You haven't mowed the grass. You said you were going to mow the grass last week. And then you did. You said you were going to mow it three days ago.
No, no, no.
And you say, I'll mow the grass.
I'll mow it.
He just goes out there in this.
I'll mow the damn grass.
And thing, and he
slams
comes
the
in.
Door.
Yeah. And then he's got like grass stains.
Are you
on
happy?
His pants.
I've mowed the grass.
And now, no.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. That's a third possibility. Yeah. I just can't figure out why he didn't take the time to change into a pair of shorts. But yeah, mowed the grass in his full accounting uniform.
Wow.
Loser. And we have listener mail. Ed Jones is a longtime fan of the show.
Okay.
Okay, he has listened to us since the beginning.
Is he somebody we know?
Somebody I know. He sent us a picture of him wearing a fedora.
Oh, my God.
And then he said...
Did they think we're not serious when we say we hate these things?
Okay. I guess so. Okay. He thought we were just screwing around.
Yeah.
So he sent a picture of him in fedora, I guess, to make a statement.
Yeah.
And then he asked a question. When we do the show live on the Twitch, our pictures are in one corner and one on the other corner.
Yeah.
And we weren't facing each other, and this bothered him.
Okay.
Got his nose out of joint.
That's
and
the
he,
guy?
That's the guy. He asked that's if we guy? Could move the pictures to where we face each other. So we changed the pictures on the Twitch.
Yeah.
So
I'm
then,
moving. I'm...
Now
that I know he was wearing a fedora.
So we fixed the problem, and now it's back
now
where
it's
it was.
Back.
So
now it's back. Stick that in your stupid hat and suck it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mentioned earlier that we got a letter from somebody.
Okay.
Dear Irritable Dad Syndrome.
Yeah.
Just started listening, so I went back to the beginning.
Mm.
Backing into a parking space is how the safety police train drivers.
Safety police.
When you pull up to a spot, you have a clear view of everything and the spot you're backing into. When you back out, even if you've walked behind your vehicle, by the time you get settled, get started, begin backing up, a kid could run out behind you or another car backing out. That is all. I'm like, no, that is not all.
You could back into a kid while you're backing into your stupid space.
Don't tell me that is all. I'll tell you when it's all. Mr. I'm calling you from Montana. Yeah. My car has a rear view camera.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I can see, when I'm backing out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I still think people are showing off when they back out. But what kills me is we mentioned this in a Just Stop, I think on episode 5. Tonight we're recording episode 89.
Yeah.
89.
We're not even the same people anymore.
And no. And I was talking to him, this person, and I said, if you listen to 10 episodes a day for the next 9 or 10 days, you'll get caught up with us. Oh, and then we just got a question from Robert Hill. Have you all thought about a Q&A show?
Yeah, we're actually contractually obligated to do that.
We would love to do a Q&A show. Thank you for your question. But it would be Chris Hughes asking the only question. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, I will say, I mean, so in our Patreon, one of the things that we do for the patrons is Ask Me Anything.
We want to thank everybody for listening. We sincerely appreciate it. Thank you again for getting us past the 10,000 download mark.
Yeah.
I honestly just can't say enough about how happy I am. And we hope you come back next week on Irritable Dad Syndrome.
If you would like to financially support this podcast, go to irritabledadsyndrome.com and click on Patreon. You'll be the coolest person in your neighborhood. Thanks, and we'll see you next week.
Many, many years ago, I wrote a tweet that said, my life is about as unorganized. I once wrote a tweet that said, my life is about as...
This is why it's fun.
Shut your mouth.
Tune in on these things.
It's right down. It's in between Mike's house. It's in between Mike's house and my house.
Yes.
Don't judge me.
By the way, pause. Cut that out. Mm-hmm. And then early in the episode, I said something about plugging a hole or plowing a thing. Cut that out too.
I don't remember that at all.
It was terrible. Okay.
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 Are you threatening me?